Good morning and welcome to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This program highlights the work being done by nonprofit agencies here in the South Coast, striving to make our region a better place to live and work. Our guest this morning is Katie Green of One South Coast Chamber. Katie is Vice President of Marketing and Events, and she joins us to talk about the Blount Fine Foods New Bedford Seaport Chowder Festival, otherwise known as Chowder Fest, which is happening Saturday, October 11th, from 11 to 5 on Pier 3 in New Bedford. So good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you. This is the 20th annual Chowder Fest. Always successful? No signs of slowing down?
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. We're hoping to keep forging ahead.
Sure. 20 years is a long time for this kind of fundraiser, but you've got a great product. You got restaurants there who are interested in not only putting their best foot forward, but also helping out the business community and the city of New Bedford.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is actually, it is the 20th year for Chowder Fest, but it is not the Chamber's 20th year doing it.
Okay.
We took over from, I believe it was downtown New Bedford, I'm going to say seven or eight years ago. It was before I started at the Chamber. This is my fifth Chowder Fest. So I'm thinking it's probably more like eight years ago. The Chamber took over this event, and we're having a blast with it ever since. So,
for those who don't know and have never been, you're missing out here. How does Chowder Fest, how does Chowder Fest work?
Well, there's a couple of different options depending on what you want to do. We have general admission. And that means that the gates for general admission open at noon, and we have tastings that go until 3:15. So basically, we're under a big tent on City Pier 3, which if people don't know what that is, that's the parking lot where the Black Whale is located. And we have restaurants from all over the South Coast who come and compete in three different categories. There's a clam and seafood chowder category, then there's Portuguese specialty, and then lastly, it's signature soup. And signature soup can be anything. We have a couple of people doing different types of chilies this year. I think there's a lasagna soup. So, and then we have judges who will do a blind taste test and pick their favorites based on that. And then we have the People's Choice Awards. And the people also vote for best table presentation. So some of these restaurants that participate have a lot of fun and they go all out. Sometimes they go with the theme of their restaurant. In the past, when we've had Italian restaurants, they do a whole Italian theme. Some people stick with the fall or Halloween theme, and it's a lot of fun. If you wanted to be a VIP guest, we partner with the Black Whale for use of their deck, the outdoor deck, which they've recently redone, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And what that does is it allows you early entrance into the festival. So that would be 11 a.m., skip the crowd, skip the lines. So you get first dibs on sampling all these soups and chowders under the tent. And then at noon, you would make your way up to the Black Whale deck where you get to sit back, relax, and try a variety of samplings from the Black Whale's tasting menu for the day. And from my family members who have been in the past, they said, especially last year, they said there was so much food coming from the Black Whale, we hated to do it, but we actually had to refuse the service and tell them we could not eat another bite. So you get a lot of bang for your buck for that. It's $75 for VIP. That is pre-sale only. We don't sell VIP day of, but general admission can be bought ahead of time for a discount for adults, $5 off, or they can buy them at the gates that day.
And we shouldn't minimize the fact that the patrons get a chance to vote on what they like, because these restaurants are very competitive. They want to be named have the best clam chowder or the best Portuguese soup or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want that so they can advertise it for the next year. And
So it's a
competitive thing, and they are putting their best foot forward during those 3 hours from 12 to 3:15 to see if they can get your vote.
That's correct. That's correct. They get the bragging rights, and it's a great marketing tool for them because, like I said, we have restaurants from all over the South Coast. We have Fall River restaurants, even though it's being held in New Bedford, And in the past, we've had some Tiverton restaurants join us. And it really just helps those people get the word out because we have people who come from all over for this event. People come from north of Boston for it. Every year, I usually have people from different parts of the country buying tickets. And usually I'll check in with them and make sure they know that they're buying tickets to an event in Massachusetts. And they say, yes, we're going to be visiting. And we saw this and it looks like great fun because, let's face it, there's nothing like a good New England clam chowder.
Especially on a day in October when there's a little chill in the air. Perfect.
Yep, exactly. Perfect.
So how many restaurants are taking part this year, Katie?
So this year we have 14 restaurants.
Mm.
Some compete in all three categories. Some just do one, some do two. They have the option of doing whatever they like. But there's a really great variety of different samplings that you'll be able to try.
And will some new restaurants have joined in this year or not?
Yeah, we actually do. So one of our newer restaurants, we have Honeybee Cafe, which is a new place that opened in Fall River a couple of months ago. We also have Smashed NB, which is right downtown New Bedford. They're joining us for the first time. And Sixes and Sevens, which is another New Bedford-based restaurant over on 6th Street. North 6th, I believe. They're joining us for the first time as well. We're excited to have Turk Seafood. If you love sushi, then I think everybody in this area knows about Turk. So they're new. Magic Kitchen, that's another new place out of New Bedford that's joining us. Pine House Kitchen and Bar, they're based out of Tiverton. And then we have our old favorites that we love as well. We have Black Whale, obviously. Cohog Republic Whalers Tavern, Tipsy Toboggan, Merrill's, and Blount Fine Foods, who is our title sponsor. They're actually going to have their food truck this year, and they'll be passing out samples as well.
So
and coupons.
You've got, New Bedford is a wonderful place for restaurants. I have to say it.
Yeah.
Now, look,
sure is.
There's some that open, some that don't quite make it, but there's a lot that do make it, and they are here, and they're putting the best foot forward. On Saturday, October 11th, at the State Pier, Pier 3 in New Bedford. And it's really a great time. There's a lot of fun going on there. Have you ever done a survey of where people have come from, Katie? Is it mostly Greater New Bedford? But you mentioned earlier there are some out-of-towners that come too.
Yeah, so the out-of-towners tend to purchase their tickets ahead of time. It's funny, you know, like I said, this is my fifth Chowder Fest that I'm doing. And one of my favorite things is when I'm doing the tickets for Will Call or to mail them out, I love that I recognize people's names who come back year after year. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of them are local, but we have somebody who comes every year from Amesbury, Massachusetts, which is, you know, that's a good ride to come from up there. And then we have people come from around the Boston area. I'm wondering if this year they might be taking the South Coast Rail down because that would be quite convenient for them if they were to hop on the train and then they can take the free shuttle provided by Serta right from the Whale's Tooth parking lot. So yeah, like I said, we have people come from all over. A lot of people who come home who maybe are from the area originally and live in other parts of the country. Last year we had somebody from Atlanta, Texas. The Carolinas, they were coming home to visit family, and they wanted to make sure that they made it to Chowder Fest to taste some of their old favorites and then some new ones as well.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Katie Green from One South Coast Chamber. We're talking about the 20th annual Blount Fine Foods New Bedford Seaport Chowder Festival happening Saturday, October 11th from 11 to 5 on Pier 3. Actually, the Chowder Festival opens its doors at 12. VIP experience begins at 11. How do people get tickets for Chowder Fest, Katie?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Jim.
The best way
to get tickets is to visit onesouthcoast.com/chowderfest. If you do want to do VIP, you have to purchase them through there ahead of time because, again, it is pre-sale only, and it sells out every year. So if you're kind of toying around with the idea, get those VIP tickets soon because I do anticipate us selling out within the next week or so. And then for general admission, you can buy them on there. So adults are $15 if you buy them online up until 2 p.m. on Friday the 10th. And then after that, we stop selling tickets online, and they are available for purchase at the door. And that's $20 for adults. Kids 5 and under are free, and then ages 6 to 12 are just $5.
Okay. And that's the VIP experience. You mentioned that as well, right?
That's how people get involved. VIP is $75.
Okay. Now, you get 14 restaurants this year. That's a pretty good number. Is it hard to recruit restaurants, Katie?
It is, Jim. That's probably one of the hardest, if not the hardest part, because we've been hearing for years, restaurants, they just don't have the staffing since COVID times. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it's gone. They don't have the staff to do it. So therefore, we have to, we have to try and do what we can. And this year, what we did was we host a biannual job fair. We just had it our September one last week at Venus de Milo in Swansea. And what we did was we said, if you sign up to be a restaurant for Chowderfest, and, you know, we know times are tough and you're struggling with staffing issues, we'll give you a free table at the job fair. So we did actually have
a... Gotta do what you gotta do.
And one of the restaurants took advantage, and they met some great potential employees that day. And I guess I'll find out at Chowderfest if it worked out and they were able to hire them. So... But yes, the staffing is always the biggest issue for the restaurants in order to make it there. Yeah.
So what else is going on at Chowderfest besides the chowder?
Well, we have a lot going on. We have the same band we had last year, which is Be Kind Rewind. They are a 90s tribute band. They do an awesome job. They keep the crowd dancing and entertained all day. So they'll be on from 11 to about 4:30. When at the end, around that 4:30 mark is when we do the announcing of who won the People's Choice and Judges' Choice Awards. We have face painting for the kids, and that's courtesy of Global Learning Charter School. We've worked with them in the past. They were back last year to help us with that, and the students and staff do a great job. And then we have lots of fun games as well, where you can win prizes, kind of like a little carnival-esque type of setup. Our prizes for that are donated by Rhode Island Novelty. So we have a lot of great partners and sponsors that help us put Chowderfest together, because this is a massive event, and it certainly takes a village.
So the sponsors that you have they been with you a while? Who are some of the big ones here that involved?
Well, obviously Blount Fine Foods is our biggest sponsor. They're our title sponsor. And they've been with us for a few years now. And then we have some of our yearly sponsors, RDA Insurance, Isaacson Solar, New Bedford Credit Union. I'm going to forget half of them because we have so many of them. We have a lot of support from the South Coast community, from these members who are member businesses, and we're just so grateful for that support.
Now, at one point, the judging has been the People's Choice, and then there's the Judges' Awards. Have you eliminated the Judges' Awards and simply make it People's Choice?
Nope, we have both. So we still do the judges. The judges is done by blind taste test. So the judges do not know what restaurant they're sampling from. They know what the name of the soup is, but that's about it. They don't know anything else. And then there's a whole ranking system that they do. One of our amazing volunteers helps to coordinate all of that. And the judges, when it's all said and done, they don't know who wins. Nobody knows except for me. I kind of, it's like the Academy Awards, you know, I get the results in a sealed envelope. And so that makes it really fun. And then the People's Choice. So when everybody gets their tickets, whether they get them mailed to them or they get them that day at will call, at the bottom of their tickets are little stubs that they tear off. And that has the three categories for the soups and chowders. And then it has a table presentation category. And we have a voting tent with all ballot boxes. So you just put your votes into each one for who you want to win. And thanks to our friends at Bay Coast Bank, who are amazing partners of ours, They do so much for us at the event. They help tally the votes. So the chamber staff is not involved in that.
Bring in the accountants. Bring in the accountants.
That's right. And they do all of our banking for us that day. We couldn't do it without them. That's certainly for sure, because, again, there's so many moving parts to Chowderfest. Sure. And it's a whirlwind of a day. But, so Bay Coast tallies the votes at the end after voting ends for the People's Choice. And then we put it all together, and we have a great award presentation ceremony. They get the big silver cups, and we award first and second place for each category.
One more time on how to get tickets at Chowderfest, Katie, if you would.
Sure. It's onesouthcoast.com/Chowderfest.
And you can buy both VIP tickets and regular tickets at that One South Coast Chamber website. Katie, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it greatly. My guests have been Katie Green, Vice President of Marketing and Events for One South Coast Chamber, and we've been talking about the Chowder Festival coming up Saturday, October 11th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Pier 3 in the city of New Bedford. Good luck with the 20th annual Chowder Fest, Katie, and again, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Jim. We'll see you at Chowder Fest.
Take care. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. More to come in just a moment.